want to be sure that you see things as we're looking at them in that aspect. We want you to take part in them. I'm encouraged with the prayer meeting. The strength of this Bible reading is not in the ability of any of us that are here with you. The strength of this Bible reading is in prayer that goes on before and during the meeting. We want to ever remember that. We don't want brothers on pedestals. We want to be here subject to the leading of the Spirit of God. Now, before we get someone to read some verses, I'll just say that it will be helpful for us to see, for those who just came in yesterday, we had a blueprint that was laid out before us. You might call it a plan, okay, but we were in the book of Ephesians. And I'm trying to speak a little slower because there's some that don't understand English. And if we could do that, it would probably help them. We had the blueprint. We had the plan that God is going to, the Godhead had in eternity past. Emil reminded us yesterday that we were in the book before Genesis 1. We were ahead of creation as we know it. The mind of God, or the Godhead, and His purposes in eternity past. And what we want to do today is to make a smooth, even transition from the purposes God has told us about to the actual seen, accomplished on this earth, those purposes. They were in His mind yesterday, and we're going to turn to the book of Genesis this morning, and we're going to see them actually working out before us. I hope our other brothers can help us a few comments as to rounding off what we had yesterday to bring us into where we would be today. Who would like to do the public reading? Would you like to read for us publicly? Sure. Yeah.
Have them read Genesis 3.
Genesis first 1, verses 1 and 2.
Genesis 1.
Verses 1 and 2.
Genesis 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was waste and empty, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
Verse 31, same chapter.
And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
Chapter 2, starting at verse 16.
Chapter 2, verse 16.
And go to the end of the chapter.
And Jehovah Elohim commanded man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou shalt freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest of it, thou shalt certainly die. And Jehovah Elohim said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate, his like. And out of the ground Jehovah Elohim had formed every animal of the field and all fowl of the heavens, and brought them to man to see what he would call them. And whatever man called each living soul, that was its name. And man gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the heavens, and to every beast of the field. But as for Adam, he found no helpmate his like. And Jehovah Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up flesh in its stead. And Jehovah Elohim built the rib that he had taken from man into a woman, and brought her to man. And man said, This time it is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This shall be called woman, because this was taken out of a man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
For the public reading, verse 1 of chapter 3.
Chapter 3, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the serpent was more crafty than any animal of the field which Jehovah Elohim had made. And it said to the woman, Is it even so that God has said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
In verse 21 through 24.
And Jehovah Elohim made Adam and his wife coats of skin and clothed them. And Jehovah Elohim said, Behold, man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he stretch out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore Jehovah Elohim sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. And he drove out man, and he set the cherubim and the flame of the flashing sword toward the east of the Garden of Eden to guard the way of the tree of life.
Emil, do you want to help us make the transition from yesterday?
I just want to again remind you what Brother Chuck was saying. This is a Bible reading where you got to be alert. You got to be having a pencil and a notebook to mark things out, because you will not remember everything that was said. Brothers have the liberty to make a comment, a short comment, to ask a question. We don't want to deviate from the subject that before us, but this is again a training ground for you to be able, when you grow up, if the Lord leaves us here, to go into the bigger Bible study and be able to conduct yourself. So I want you to look at it this way. When you do well, you will hear it from me, and when you mess up, you will hear it from me. So it's just the way it is. But it is really the whole idea that we will be built up and being edified in the things of the Lord. So Brother Chuck kindly put this outline together, and really he did it like a very good president of a company that have a kind of a purpose. He had a plan, he had a scope, and he wanted to share that scope with everybody. So what we said, this outline that we have is kind of summarized to us. In somehow, it is not complete, it is not perfect, but give us an idea. Look at it as a blueprint that God had a purpose. And I want you in your Bible to underline Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10. Because the purpose of God is not really you and I. You and I are coming in because of His grace. But Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10. Now let's see who have it. Joe, you want to read that? Joe Canada.
Sure.
Just underline that verse and keep it in mind.
For the administration of the fullness of times, the head of all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth.
So that's God's purpose, to head everything, heaven and earth, in Christ. So to do that, you have to have heaven and earth. That is the purpose of God. So here is the purpose. Now we have to have the scope of the plan. To have that, you have to have a heaven and earth. And that's what we're going to talk about in Genesis chapter 1. But not only that, you have to have an investment, a cost that is associated with that plan. And you have to make sure that any obstacle that happens, there will be a remedy for this obstacle. That in the end in view, your plan, your business plan, will come to fruition. And that's exactly God's plan is. So God's purpose is Christ be all and in everything. And he said in verse 10 that heaven and earth, he will head everything up to Christ. So now we need heaven and earth. Remember in Ephesians chapter 1, we said this is before Genesis. So now we're going to go. See how the grace of God, he's open. He's taken us, as we have said in yesterday, he's taken us into a favor in the beloved. And he said, listen, you who are sinners, I am going to save you because of the riches of my grace. And because of the glory of my grace, I am going to take you in, make you sons of God, mature enough that I'm going to open my heart to you and show you the counsel of my will. Show you how I'm going to do that plan. Now you're mature enough to know that. These secretive things that was not known, mysterious mystery, was not known before the world began, was not even known in the Old Testament as much. Maybe a vague, very vague. But now in the New Testament, he's revealed it to us. So he's taken us in. We're mature enough. We're sons. We're saved. We're redeemed. And he's going to open his heart to us, to tell us what he is going, how he's going to accomplish that, to have Christ to be the head of everything. And he said, first, I got to make heaven and earth. And I have to put things in heaven and earth so I could get them to be all subject to Christ. And then Christ will be the head of everything. So that's, in a nutshell, God's purpose. Now we're going to go to the scope, or really the platform, how he's going to accomplish that purpose. And then we have Genesis 1 that brings heaven and earth into the picture.